This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Aam Aadmi Party leader Aatishi was today sworn in as Delhi Chief Minister. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office to Aatishi and her Council of Ministers this afternoon at a ceremony at Raj Nivas. AAP leader Gopal Rai, Kailash Gehlot, Saurabh Bharadwaj, Imran Hussain and Mukesh Ahlawat were also sworn in as cabinet ministers. Aatishi is an MLA from Kalkaji Assembly seat. She has become the third woman chief minister of Delhi after Sushma Swaraj from the BJP and Sheila Dixit from the Congress. Earlier this week, Arvind Kejriwal had submitted his resignation along with his Council of Ministers to the Lieutenant Governor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is to hold a bilateral meeting with US President Joe Biden at Wilmington in Delaware tonight. Mr. Modi embarked on a three-day visit to the United States, packed with a series of high-level meetings and engagements. He will attend the 6th annual Quad Leaders Summit past midnight tonight. Members of the Quad group, comprising the United States, Japan, India and Australia, are expected to discuss a host of issues ranging from climate change to critical emerging technologies. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese and Japanese counterpart Fumio Kishida. Afterwards, Prime Minister Modi will travel to New York, where he will interact with the Indian community and meet top executives of leading US-based companies. On the final day of his visit, Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. Campaigning has intensified for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. In this phase, 26 constituencies spread over 6 districts will go to polls on the 25th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today asserted that Pakistan was scared of Prime Minister Narendra Modi with the result that there was no ceasefire violation on Jammu borders since long. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that while addressing an election rally at Mendhar area of Poonch district in support of BJP candidate from Mendhar, Murtaza Khan, Shah said that borders are silent and people of Mendhar and other border districts are living in peace. Congress Chief Mallikarjun Kharge, who is in Jammu to campaign for Congress candidates in the ongoing assembly elections, today said his party would launch an agitation against threats to Rahul Gandhi. Mr. Kharge asserted that the Congress would not be cowed down by the RSS BJP's poisonous mindset. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said JMM, Congress and RJD are three speed breakers blocking development of Jharkhand. Addressing Parivartan rally at Itkhori in Chatra, Mr. Singh charged the JMM government of corruption. He said BJP believes in the politics of justice and not of caste, creed or religion. Mr. Rajnath Singh said India will never accept any tainted person. The Indian Air Force has successfully completed Exercise Eastern Bridge 7 with the Royal Air Force of Oman in Masira, Oman. The exercise included a comprehensive series of training missions which featured the participation of MiG-29 and Jaguar aircraft from the Indian Air Force and F-16 and Hawk from Royal Air Force of Oman. In Sri Lanka, polling for presidential elections concluded with a reported turnout of between 75% and 80%. The voting remained largely peaceful with stray incidents of election violations. Counting of votes began this evening with postal ballots being counted first. The Election Commission has said that results for the postal votes will be announced later tonight, while the final result will be announced tomorrow. And in cricket, India were firmly in control of the first test against Bangladesh at Chennai, with the visitors trailing by 357 runs with 6 wickets in hand in their second innings at the end of day 3. The visitors were 158 for 4. Ravichandran Ashwin bagged 3 wickets while Jasprit Bumrah got 1 wicket. The umpires called off the day when bad light stopped the play. Earlier, India declared their second innings on 287 for 4, setting a massive target of 515 runs. Shubman Gill and Rishabh Pant hit centuries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.